Good afternoon, this is Aldo on train 3306 at the rest area in Clackamas Community College. I have a question regarding about things that are brought into the bus, those little carts, like the one that Costco has, the folding ones.
Okay, what's your question?
I say about a month or so ago, there was a flyer that was set on the center garage and saying that to not allow them. But I'm not sure, and I need some clarifications, which ones were allowed and which ones they were not allowed. Because I know that Costco is not the only one that has them. There are other places they have them. They're nice, dirty cars. Some of them fold, some of them do not. Most of them do not even carry brakes. So could you help me with that, please?
Okay. The only thing TriMet does not allow on the bus would be regular grocery carts, so ones that belong to a company, like a store. The other things they do not allow is hand trucks, unless the person displays a City of Portland badge to you, and then they're allowed to bring it on. And then also electric scooters that are commercial, including electric bikes, are not allowed on the bus. Everything else is allowed on the bus as long as it does not block the aisle and or exit doors and the customer is in possession of it. If they do have locked brakes on the item, they are to put those on while on the bus. But the item does not have to have lock brakes.
Okay, so I think to be a little bit more clearer with that, thank you. So the one that I'm staring right now at a distance, because I still have about 5 minutes on my break, it's a Costco one. It's a folding one. I know they don't carry brakes because I have one of those ones at my house when I go to the beach. And it's got a lot of stuff on it. And I guess he can bring it in if he sits with it and holds onto it, but it's one of those hand carts, the ones that you can pull it with a handle on one side, correct?
Yes, that is correct. He is allowed to bring that on the bus as long as it's out of the aisle, and if he is using the ADA passenger area, which I imagine he would. If an ADA passenger does approach the bus and needs that area for their for them to be transported, then he will have to deboard the bus and catch another bus, because ADA passengers get that area over like luggage or wagons or things like that. Okay?
Great. Thank you. You've been very helpful. That will keep me in line with all the stuff that sometimes comes in and they're rushing in and they want to put it in and out, not quite certain, but I'm a little bit more clear about it, and certainly that will go a long way. Well, thank you again. You have a nice day.
You're very welcome. You have a good day out there as well. We'll be clear at 12:09.